As your governor, I will do everything within my authority to prevent deadly drugs from killing Mainers. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. Recently, I informed the Federal Highway Administration that Maine, because of its increasing drug epidemic, I would agree to suspend driver's licenses from those who are convicted of a drug-related offense. Many legislators, including Democrat Speaker of the House Sarah Gideon, disagreed with me, but I am adamant we must do more to deter the influx of out-of-state drug trafficking into Maine. The legislature could have conformed to this federal law during the past session, but they chose to ignore it, even after I advised them that we would lose nearly $13 million in federal funding. By ignoring this issue, the legislature has neglected the health and safety of Mainers across our state who are affected by the wrath of drug addiction and abuse. While Maine is not in compliance with federal law, I will remain committed to addressing the drug problem facing our state. Maine law enforcement is serious about cracking down on illegal drugs crossing our border, and we will take every step necessary to save lives. When it comes to battling addiction, we must be willing to step outside the box. Our administration will continue to monitor treatment programs and adjust them if they are not adequate to truly help people recover from drug addiction. We also are piloting a Vivitrol project in Penobscot County Jail to help inmates and former inmates stop using opiates. By eliminating withdrawal symptoms, this medication can neutralize opiate cravings and help maintain abstinence in an effort to prevent relapses. The drug epidemic we face as a state is something I've been talking about since being elected your governor. Last year, Maine spent $80 million in taxpayer dollars on substance abuse treatment and prevention. This doesn't even begin to account for the cost of substance abuse in our families and jails, the cost of public safety, or the cost of charity care in our hospitals. More than 1,000 babies were born affected by drug use last year, and there were 378 overdose deaths, more than one a day. Organized drug gangs are flooding the state with fatal drugs like heroin and carfentanil. In 2014, our administration was able to get the legislature to fund more drug enforcement agents, but even that came after a mighty fight with the Democrats. There are reasons I am passionate about this fight. If Democrats in the legislature want to make a difference, they too must understand the importance of having the ability to punish drug trafficking criminals. Furthermore, drinking while driving is a threat to public safety. It is on the rise in Maine. As I stated in more than one veto message this legislative session, I am concerned the legislature is not taking seriously the risk to the public of increased drug and alcohol use, particularly while operating a motor vehicle. I want people to be free from their addiction. I want them to get their lives back. When Democrats complain we are losing federal funding but not complying with the federal law, my response will always be the same. You can't put a price on the value of life. Thank you for listening.